WSIK 39 listening. WSIK 39 listening. WSHF 567. Good morning. Standing by. WSHF 567 monitoring. WSIK 839 listening.
WSHM 738.
Paul.
Morning, Sam.
Good morning, WRWB 49.
Yep, good morning.
Morning, Mike. Morning, Sam. I wonder if these things are still linked back up.
I think probably not. No.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's what happens, you know, when you mess around, I guess.
What was that noise?
Sound like somebody rubbing their microphone or HT and, you know, up against something.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about.
Well, it looks like Michigan basketball's going to make it to the Final Four.
USHF 567.
So what's going on with Sam?
I was just seeing the wife off the door, drinking coffee and talking to the caveman.
Alright. Yeah, just relaxing here for a minute before I go to work today.
Yeah, Rajo, I took the day off yesterday, lazy day yesterday, so I got some stuff to do in the backyard.
Yeah, you said you're working on all kinds of stuff.
Pretty much anything with the gas engine, as long as it's not a Harley-Davidson marine engine.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, doing some yard work over the weekend. Figured out, you know, I got some time to kill in between before I have to go back to work. And figured out, what the hell, you know, just, you know, pick up some of the leaves that, you know, I didn't get during the fall and then strip down a weed whacker, and that was about it.
I got one of them piles myself. Both of my lawn cans were full, so I had nowhere to put them.
We got a lot of trees around here, and some of them didn't drop, so, like, you know, it was already too late. So I'm like, the heck with it. I just, you know, put them in a big pile, and I'm like, well, when springtime hits, I'll start unloading them in the garbage can, just take them out with the regular trash, put a little bit in each time, you know, to get rid of it. Somehow. WRWB 49.
WSLI 302, good morning, good morning.
Hey, what's going on there, Steve?
Not a whole lot, just heading out.
Getting a early start.
Joe, get gas and stuff like that. Coffee.
Yep, copy that. Okay. The repeaters aren't linked again, so.
Oh, I didn't even notice anything. Oh, okay. What happened now? Do you know?
Yeah, what was it? Friday. Was it Friday? Or no, Saturday. I was talking to Jack, and he asked me a question about, you know, why Pauly doesn't get out here that much, and I told him the reason why, and all of a sudden, didn't mention no names, but three people come out of the woodwork, you know, and they started screaming.
Oh, man, what a joke.
It's like, what a way to tell on yourself without knowing you just told on yourself.
No kidding. Oh, my God.
Yep, they screamed and hollered and said, that's not us doing it, blah, blah, blah. Before you know it, then the one guy, you know, he started swearing and screaming. I didn't mention no names. Jack asked the question. I gave him an honest answer.
Man, what time was that at? I was out there early, but I see I was out there early in the morning. I must have missed it.
I was getting off work. It would have been around like 6:30 or so. 6:30.
10:04. Okay.
But you don't even have to mention their names, and they'll tell on themselves.
Exactly right. What a, jeez, that's ridiculous too. But I gotta, I'm gonna run in here and grab some coffee. I'll be right back.
Where are you going to get coffee at, Speedway?
Yes.
All right, we'll catch you in a minute. WRWB 49 will be standing by unless you're out here, Charlie and Paul.
Yeah, I'm probably in range now. WSBT 754.
Of course you're in range. You're coming in pretty strong.
The name was Rattler. couldn't remember a week or so ago.
Right. Yes. Oh man. Yeah. That. I mean, it was like right off the tip of my tongue, and it's like, man. Oh man. Yeah. But that was a guy. Yep. And that buddy you were telling me about. Now, I wouldn't say buddy, but, you know, that person you were talking about, Chuck. Yeah, he's part of, you know, Yusika.
Well, it sounds like I missed a big fiasco on Saturday. Glad I wasn't around to hear all that.
I was talking to Jack, like I said, and he asked me why Pauly doesn't get out here that much, and I says, well, because of all the jamming out here, you know, the QRMers and the jamming, and I says, you know, two of them have been, you know, caught. I didn't mention no names, and then before you know it, three of them teed up and told on themselves, started screaming.
Yeah, they won't be happy until all this stuff is shut down. It's a shame.
Well, nobody ever said they were that brilliant.
Oh, man. Well, the weather's looking a little better. I guess we got some severe weather tomorrow afternoon or so. At least they're not talking snow. Just some severe weather, I guess, storms. They said that the other day, and we ended up getting nothing.
Yeah. They were talking like, yeah, I guess rain, I guess, what, tomorrow?
Yeah, with a possibility of severe weather, but who knows. I believe this Friday is Good Friday, so I got another three-day weekend coming. And another one after that. And then after that, I got to work the only Friday I got to work in April.
Well, it looks like Tiger Woods, once again, you know, can't put the bottle down and crash his car.
Yeah, but he wasn't drinking. From what I read, he had no alcohol in his system, but he wasn't going to take a blood test or something. He was probably on painkillers or something like that.
Well, they're saying the latest DUI, so evidently he must have had something in his system.
Yeah, driving under the influence of something, but it wasn't alcohol, probably painkillers, who knows. Oh well. So that's his second rollover or crash or whatever.
Yeah, he'll never learn. That guy's a mess. You know, he had it all going for him, man. You know, all those endorsements from Nike, Buick. I mean, he used to, you know, go to the Buick Open every year.
It's not going to affect him in the long run, though. Dude's worth a billion or more. So he could stop playing today and cancel his endorsements and live comfortable for the rest of his life twice.
You know, with all the money he has, he could have just hired an Uber or a chauffeur, you know what I'm saying? Instead of driving under the influence.
Yeah, unfortunately, there was nobody with him, nobody got hurt, but you keep playing with fire, you're going to get burnt.
That he will. You know, if he keeps going down this road.
Yeah, speaking of snow, we got some over the weekend, man. Coated the ground pretty good, coated the cars. I think it was Saturday. I'm like, what the hell? Come on, man. And it still didn't all melt away, you know what thoughts. There's still some there. I'm done, man. I'm done.
Yeah, we had some down here, but it wasn't much.
But overall, it was a nice weekend. Nice relaxing. We had my daughter's dog over yesterday. The granddaughter was in a cheer competition up at Grand Valley State. So they all went up there, so we had their dog over with us for the day. My dog and her just, they love each other, man. They just absolutely adore each other, so it was nice to have her for a visit.
No, okay.
Hey, she gets all excited, man, when I go over and pick her up. She knew something was up when I showed up, and the only one home was my daughter. She's jumping all over me, and I said, sit down, Ellie. She sat there, looked at me, and when you start talking to her, she does that cocked head thing, you know. She's cute as a bug when she does it. I said, what do you think you ought to do today? Man, she went nuts, dude. She's running around, barking at the door, let's go, man. She gets up in my truck and she's all over the place, man. It's 6 blocks from their house to mine. She is all over this truck. Can't wait to get over there.
Oh, okay. So I take it your daughter doesn't live far then?
No, not at all. About 6 blocks, if that. Can walk it in less than 10 minutes.
We're looking at this infomercial of a, you know, an air compressor that fits in the palm of your hand, and it's supposed to be just as good as a full-size one. Yeah, right.
Compressor?
Little air, like a, it's a little, you know, rechargeable battery air compressor. It's about the size of a, say like a cordless drill, and they're trying to claim, you know, oh, this thing will, you know, it's just as good as a large air compressor to blow up tires, just as good, but smaller.
Yeah, and how long does it take to get that tire pressure up? All day?
I guess. I mean, I would try it, but yeah, I would never pay full price for one. It's probably about the same as a 12-volt cordless, you know, air compressor you plug into the cigarette lighter plug.
Yeah, I have one of those somewhere. Carried it in my camper. And it took a while to get a tire up to pressure. A good long while.
I had one until one day I was like, man, this thing's not pumping. And then I look, oh, well, it's one of those oilless ones, and the diaphragm was just chewed up. Reed valve was, well, in pieces. I just threw it out.
Yeah, I don't even remember where mine is. I might have left it in the camper when I sold it. But I didn't think I'd ever need it anyway, so I may have left it with the camper, but yeah, it would pump up a tire. It'd just take all day doing it.
USLI 302. Morning. Yeah, I got one of those too, and it does take a long time to pump up the tire. You know, eventually it gets it done, but it gets real hot too.
Well, yeah, because it's oilless, you know. You know, if I'm going camping, usually I'll take a pancake compressor with me. I got, you know, two of them, so I just take one of them, bring it with me, and you know, store it in the storage compartment.
Yeah, I got a Black & Decker tankless one that runs off 110. And it does okay, but that 12-volt one I had, it's like an extreme emergency, and you might get a tire pumped up in a few hours. It takes a while.
Yeah. Well, this one's not tankless. I got mine just a little, you know, pancake compressor that I hodgepodge together. It didn't work when I first got it, and then I figured it out. It was one of the reed valves were busted, so I just plugged the hole. Instead of putting another reed valve back in there, I just figured, well, plug the hole, and it might take a little longer to pump up and hold air in the tank, but it don't matter. I'm just using it for tires anyway.
They sell all different kinds on that Amazon. I see all different kinds, little handheld ones, everything.
About that one just back in the day, we take out one just start working. But yeah, take out the spark working, the engine itself, pressure, to pump up the tires, with an air hose,
big double. Doubled for the longest time, whoever it was, Mike and somebody else, just total double through the whole thing.
That's probably me. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just saying, you know, back in the day, there used to be a trick where you take the spark plug out of your engine and you screw in, you know, air hose. And then you pump up your tires that way when you start the engine up and pump up your tires.
Somehow that doesn't seem safe to me, man. Pumping up your tire with a flammable mixture.
yikes. WSHM 738.
Well, it's not, but, I mean, it was a trick back in the day to get you back on the road.
I guess in principle it would do it, but I'm like, who's got the attachments on for all of that? You'd have to be thinking way ahead of the bubble on that one.
I hope the guy at the tire shop wasn't smoking when he fixed it.
Speaking of smoking, what gets me is when I go to this place to get my oil changed, and you see this guy, you know, he's always got a cigarette or a cigar in his mouth, and he's, you know, changing oil.
Well, anyway, short week for everybody this week. Well, most everybody anyway, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, it'll be my second one of three in a row. Love it.
Always look forward to a three-day weekend. It's down at the old Cobo Hall Sunday.
Are they tearing that down?
They probably need to, but no, it's still running. They had some kind of cheerleading thing, some national cheerleading thing for all these kids. My granddaughter was part of that, so it went down. But, yeah, you know, Detroit's a big money trap. I mean, you know, it's not so much you pay for the event, but then you have to pay for parking, which is $25, you know, and then you want to go eat, which me and Shannon ate at the Lafayette Coney Island, and you got to pay for parking there, you know what I mean? luckily, some guy was trying to get in his car next to me, said he was valet, and everything's electronic now through the phone to pay for parking. Same with parking meters, even in Mount Clemens, but the thing was, is the guy said, oh, here, I'll take care of you, boom, 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 like he paid for it. So we didn't have to pay for parking for that. I mean, all you want to do is go to the restaurant and eat. You got to pay for parking.
Well, not all parking is, you know, paid through phone in Mount Clemens. They still have the digital meters where you feed the quarters.
Yeah, but who's got change on them anymore, especially since COVID, right? Nobody was handing out change. It all went electronic, so. I mean, you get change now, but in those early days of COVID, remember? You're not handing you change. No contact sales.
Man, it's true, but I still do it the old-fashioned way.
Gotta pay for everything.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's a big money trap down there. That's all I was making a point to.
Well, Royal jokes that way, too. They get you for everything.
Yeah, that's off that main corridor, main street, whatever it is. Yeah, that's another one. Big group of us went down just a few years ago to try both those Coney Islands, one right after another at the Lafayette, then the one right at the corner there, which is attached to Lafayette, American Coney Island. We're in search of which one was better, and the owner of this here repeater was part of that little luncheon deal down there.
Yeah, go out to dinner at a Coney Island downtown, run you $200, parking, food, and everything else. Crazy.
It is crazy, for sure.
It's not cheap anymore. Yeah.
But, the only thing nice about it was totally empty at about 11:15 in the morning. Empty. Couldn't believe it. It's like, where's everybody at?
Stayed home because it couldn't afford parking.
No, that parking deck was full, and there's a church across the street, so right on the other side of Michigan, because they think Michigan and Lafayette come together there. Probably why they call it Lafayette Coney Island, at least the one, but, yeah, got no idea. Got no idea. When was the last time you down there, Mike, hitting the Coney Island?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Quite a while.
So Lafayette used to be the time when you went out with your buddies or something downtown drinking, and I was never that guy anyways, but I did it a time or two, but very few. I mean, that was the place you hit at 2 in the morning, Lafayette Coney Island.
I always went to Travis instead, you know. Huh. We leave Shores Inn and go right next door to Travis.
A lot of times speaking about it here downtown, doing the stuff down there.
Even if I was downtown, say like at the Majestic Theater, whatever, you know, hanging out, partying there, we'd still come back to Travis, come up, you know, because parking down there, even back then, 15 years ago, was a better.
Yeah, it's always tough down there for sure. That part hasn't changed for sure.
Well, Steve would know. I mean, he's down there all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, even Greektown's not the same anymore. They got rid of the Parthenon restaurant across from Greektown Casino, and then Pizza Popolis is out of there now, and that place ain't the same anymore. It's a shame.
I'm watching the news here, and it says more women are going to work than men.
Mike, WSBP 754.
See, Charlie's double again. Everybody's doubling today. All right, see you. Good morning.
Catch you later there. Sorry about that.
You go downtown sometimes to do things, I think. You ever eat down there, Steve?
Yeah, we eat down there quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll go to the American Coney Island or something. Yeah, we do hit a couple different spots down there.
There you go. I actually think that Lafayette had a problem just a couple years ago. You know what? Maybe that's why it was empty. No, I'm starting to remember. Didn't the health department shut them down for a few weeks?
You're right. They did shut them down for a bug problem. Rat problem, right?
Yeah, right. That seems... No wonder why it was empty. What the heck was I thinking?
Yeah, they had trouble with rats and roaches, and they had to shut it down. But they should be up and open now.
Yeah, but maybe the stigma, you know, still carries on. Well, I looked around. I didn't see any rats. I mean, they're probably home sleeping.
Right. Huh. Yeah, but... Yeah, I remember watching it on TV. I'm like, holy crap. You know, they got the camera crews down there, and you see them through the window, you know, the rats running around on the floor.
Come on, they didn't show that on TV.
Yes, they did. I've seen that.
That's why it was empty.
The rats were all sitting at the table eating and everything. No, they did show it on TV, though.
Oh, my God, that's why it was empty. It's not like you were there at 5:30 in the morning. It was like 11:15. I didn't look at my watch, but I know it was somewhere right around there. Yeah, that place should have been packed. It's on the pre-dawn lunch. I even asked those guys, hey, where's everybody at?
I've been in the basement of American Coney Island quite a few times, and it is spotless in there, no kidding. So, I mean, they keep it spotless down there. I can't recall being in I might have been in the basement of Lafayette Coney Island once, and I'm trying to think. I can't remember how their basement was, so might have been after they cleaned it up.
Yeah, well, when I was there a long time ago, 5-6 years ago, I forgot exactly when, there is a little bath. That's where you have to go to the bathroom, is down in that basement of Lafayette.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, I've never used a bathroom in that place.
I'm thinking that's why it was empty.
That's probably why it was empty, you're right.
I didn't remember it at the time, otherwise it would have just went right next door. A hot dog is a hot dog is a hot dog, right? So,
Java, yes, HM 738.
WRWB 49.
USLI 302.
I have to tell her that later today. Maybe I better not tell her that. No, I wouldn't.
Now, which Coney Island was it that Bill Bonds shared a Coney with the former mayor, Coleman Young? I can't remember.
Oh, I got no clue on that one. That would have been so long ago. Such an obscure thing. I would imagine it's probably Lafayette, downtown Detroit, but, you know, I wouldn't know. It's the only one I could think of any notoriety.
Would say Lafayette, too.
Hell, the station wanted, you know, Bill Bonds to, you know, make an amends with Coleman Young, so they did like an intro commercial of them, you know, sharing a Coney. I think it's either one of the two, anyway.
Yeah, it's either 70s or the 80s.
It looked like the 80s.
I know they used to go at it quite a bit.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I think Bill Bonds actually challenged them to a fight. I think I got that right. Right on TV.
Yeah, 5 o'clock news, correct. I remember that episode of the 5 o'clock news. That was, what, 1991 or 1990? Somewhere in there. Yep, challenged them live on air, and I was like, wow, what is happening here?
I never heard that.
I can remember back in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s when they used to have the segment with the, you know, what's it going to be this year, you know, for Devil's Night, the east side or the west side burning down?
Devil's Night, yeah, that was a bad one in Detroit back in the later 80s.
I used to have shirts, I remember that said I survived Devil's Night, I remember that.
And I'm on the WSHM 738, have a good Monday.
We will catch you later. I take it you're already at your destination there, Steve.
Yes, I'm at my destination.
You're coming in strong, so wherever you're at, don't move.
Parked here, so if something changes, it's not me. I am parked.
Yeah, still use that terminal that's over there? Or is that terminal just, you know, abandoned?
Over here off of Huber Street? No, they use it.
No, because, you know, I don't... Every time I've driven down there, it always looked abandoned, you know? Because they don't do commercial flights anymore.
Oh, the airport you're talking. Yes, they still use it. It's like a lot of private flights. I've had to go in there quite a bit to work. And, yeah, there's still people all up in there, and they use it just all private. Seems like private flights.
Let me guess, like corporate bigwigs with their Learjets?
Yes, yep, that's it. And they redid a lot of those garages, it looks like. They put a couple new things there.
I want to say they put, they put a couple new buildings up there. They've been working on it. It almost looks like a place for the fire rigs in there. They put a place there for some fire. I think that's what they did. They got some, they're putting some, definitely putting some money into it.
I wonder if they'll finally take over that neighborhood that they were supposed to buy out and deem eminent domain, what was it, 35, 40 years ago?
Right around there, they're putting all those solar lights. So right on the side of it, if you go down one of those streets, I mean, they're putting blocks and blocks of solar. So they got the area all done up. They got electrical, DTs working back. They're putting in a bunch of solar panels back there. Not like that's going to make a difference, but whatever. They're putting solar panels up in there.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. And then I'm sure French Road still has the rumble strips.
Yeah, they got cameras up on a lot of the poles when you go down those streets. There ain't shit, there ain't nothing down those streets. Can't see nothing. But they got cameras on those poles in those areas. So, you know, I don't think they're racing much over there. Or dumping, for that sake.
Yeah, I know that. They used to race until they put those rumble strips in. And then that's when, things changed.
Yeah, Roger on that. Not much back in that area at all. You know, you'll see a couple homes, that's about it.
Yeah, what a shame, you know. Yeah, that whole neighborhood there, I remember when there used to be, half dozen homes, and then I remember going down there one day, and it's like, where do they all go? Nothing but rubble and, streets filled with, tall grass.
TV, they had all those No Kings rallies or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen that. Nope, not my bag. You know, as far as I know, we don't even have a king. We haven't had one in over 250 years.
Exactly, you know? Oh my God, some of those people looked hideous. Hideous! Oh my God! I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I just, whatever, you know. I don't even, that's not my bag, man. You know, stand out there with a sign, I could be making money.
Not my bag either, you're right. Hey, Mike, I think I'm going to get out of here.
All right, there, Steve. We'll talk to you later. Have a good day at work. RWB 49 will be standing by.
Oh, yeah, get out at 4, so you probably won't be out here at 4 o'clock.
I'll be out here at 4. That's usually the time I have time to talk between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. Or just a little after 4. So yeah, I'll be out here. We'll catch you then.
Sounds good. WSLI 302, and I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by. unless you're in there probably this morning. You in there? What about that WSBQ996? You got your radio on? Negative copy on WSBQ996.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Hey, Mike, WRUZ 935.
What's going on? That wasn't you that just passed me on 94, was it?
Nope. I'm just trying to get to 94 here in Detroit. Couple of blocks away, about 5 blocks away so far.
I gotcha. Just take one going westbound. Probably coming from Marysville.
Very good. Yeah, I'm down here by the airport. I just got out of work. Gotta go pay the tax man and see how much I'm getting back. I got some questions for him as well, you know, that no tax on overtime is a bunch of crap.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm just moseying my way to work here.
Well, I was hoping you were going to ask me, what do you mean a load of crap? So I'm going to explain. They said no tax on overtime. Overtime is anything over 40 hours is overtime. But if you work 50 hours, that means that those 10 hours past 40 are paid at time and a half. So, in essence, that 10 hours equals 15 hours pay. But they're only giving you no taxes on the half time. So you're paying taxes on 50 hours. I got a phone call. I'll be back. WRUZ 935.
All righty. WRWB 49. Standing by.
All right, I'm back.
I'm still here. What, are we supposed to get up to like 60 today?
I got 59 right now, so we're not far away. So. Yeah, anyway, that's, on my W-2 that showed how much was not being taxed, and it wasn't very much. So, anyway, I'll question that, what's up with that. So, but from the best I can tell is it's just on the halftime. But I'll ask the tax guy, maybe it had a later start date or something, and that's why all the overtime wasn't included. But I'll ask him.
Remember this old guy that I took care of, he, he was around, when he was young, he remembers when there was no taxes on anything, man. No tax on this and no tax on that. Everything was all simplified.
Well, I remember when you could write off of your taxes credit card debt. Oh, no, everybody's in credit card debt. That would mean we had you given up too much money, so they took that away. They keep on taking things away, taking all your write-offs away. And I can't write off my my work clothes, my union dues. There's a lot of things I can't write off anymore. And, he raised the standard deduction. Well, even though he raised the standard deduction and I lost all of my write-offs, I'm still bringing home less money on my tax return than I was before. So that's it. So I'm paying taxes on more of my money. The standard deduction got a little bigger. It didn't make up for it.
I always owe a break even, between my wife and I, because we make too much, quote unquote.
Well, check this out. Now that I sold my house and I have no deduction, I'm going to make about $135,000 a year and be able to do the easy form.
There you go. And I'm sure you're aware you can use that homestead, tax credit.
Well, yeah, I could if I owned a house, but I don't own a house. So that's Cheryl's house that I'm living in. It's paid for, and she takes that credit on her taxes. So, if we were married, then we would probably be filing joint, and I don't know, we'll see. So, we'll have to talk to the tax guy and ask him some scenarios to run things through and crunch the numbers. I've always said that, her and I will get married when it becomes financially beneficial to us. So if it's beneficial, then we get married and see what happens.
In case if you die or something, she gets your pension, has your pension and benefits.
Well, I don't have a pension. I'm a Tier 2 worker. We didn't get pensions. We got 401ks. So she's beneficiary on my 401k bank accounts and everything else. So she's all set when I croak.
I got you. Yeah, most companies now don't pay out pensions. They do not.
Well, the UAW pension, it sucks. I mean, guys that have been there at Chrysler, and they just got a raise with this last contract. It went up by $150 or $200 a month. After 30 years of service, you used to take home about $1,650. It's up to like $1,800 or $1,850 a month now. And I know, a guy I used to do a lot of boating with, my buddy Mike. Him and I, we don't talk anymore. But anyway, his pension through the city of Roseville is $4,000 a month. So tell me about how great the UAW pension is. It sucks. Less than half of what he's making. And he didn't even have 30 years in.
I just think a lot of the municipality workers, you know, like the county, local, state, they're represented by the same union. So, go figure.
It's all on the negotiations, but people think the UAW benefits are so great. Our time off sucks. After being with Chrysler for 15 years, well, after 10 years, I got 3 weeks off for vacation, but only 2.5 weeks of pay. Now that I've crossed 15 years, I get my full 3 weeks of pay. After 20 years, I'll get 4 weeks off, but only 3.5 weeks of pay. After 25 years, you get the full 4 weeks of pay. And I think it stays that way up until 30 years, and benefits don't grow anymore after 30 years.
UFCW, United for the Commercial Workers, they, after what? 5 years, it was like you get up to like 5 weeks of vacation time. You know, plus you'd rack up personal days. That's when I worked at Palmer Jazz.
Oh, we get 5 personal days per year. Now, if you work a holiday, you can convert your holiday pay into another personal day and take that day off at a later date. But that's to try and suck you into working holidays. So, you know, so you can keep on earning more time off. Well, it's not time off, you're just trading time off. You work a holiday, you didn't get it off. Take it off at a later date? Well, yeah, you take it when you want, but most other people are off on the holiday. And you're working, so it's a trade-off, and it's an even trade. It's not a big benefit. You're just trading one day for another. So, anyway, people think that it's, you know, all these great benefits, and it's really not. The only thing that's really good is, you know, the health care insurance. They cover your whole family with...
the time out.
Go. I must have disappeared somewhere in that.
Yeah, you did. You just, it's like your audio just dropped right off, like your radio timed out.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, what I was saying is that the, you know, the company covers the health care for the whole family.
Yep, I hear you there. Yeah, you know, that's good to have. You know, it's a good, got to have insurance in case if something happens. Well, my cousin works at the tech center in Warren, and they don't pay out pensions no more either. It's just 401k, and that's it. But they give him all the overtime he wants over there in design. I mean, so he's loving it.
Yeah, and they love it because it's cheaper to pay an existing employee overtime than it is to hire another worker and pay another benefits package. So, you know, bumping his, because his benefits, you know, anything that they're paying, their contributions to the 401k, they end at 40 hours. Your health care is all covered with 40 hours. All of your benefits are covered with 40 hours. So, then they don't have to pay benefits for the overtime. And, oh, so they have to pay, you know, time and a half. Big deal. It's still cheaper than the benefits package on another employee.
Well, you know, when, was it back in 2007, 2008, you know, when the union, for, you know, Kroger and Meijer, when they renegotiated, They basically bumped everybody, you know, all new hirees after like 2008 or 9, you know, they got the shaft because they were only allowed it like up to like so many hours per week. So they wouldn't have to pay out benefits and this, that, and the other. And then, of course, you know, we got run-of-the-mill employees, and it was terrible.
Yep. And even a lot of the, you know, jobs for like the cities or counties or state or whatever, what they're doing is, you know, once somebody retires and they're off collecting their pensions and all of that stuff, then they hire two part-time workers to do the same job with no benefits. So it's happening all over the place. You know, eventually people are going to get pissed off and they're going to start organizing and demanding benefits packages and full-time and all of that stuff. See, it's like with Chrysler, with that last contract, we had a bunch of temporary employees, you know, and they were all probationary and temporary employees. And they said, oh, you're paying union dues. You get to vote on the contract. Oh, look, we're going to have this big signing bonus and all this and that. And so they all voted yes on the contract. And then it's like, oh, well, you're temporary. I wonder if my radio is overheating.
We doubled, but I think you said your radio is overheating.
I don't know. I unkeyed and it was nothing again. So, I don't know. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I got most of it. You know, that happened to us, you know, when I was at Kroger, you know, we were supposed to get this great new contract. Well, it wasn't so great and it wasn't so grand. You know, we look at this contract and we're like, what is this crap, you know? You know, new hirees don't get this, and they don't get that, and they're only allotted up to so many hours per week, and then they're going to take away, you know, personal days and vacation days, vacations. I'm like, this sucks. And then here we find out that the union and the company ratified the agreement before we could even take a vote on it, which I don't know how they got away with that. I mean, that's here or there, but man, you know. What a way to sell out your employees.
Yeah, that would be up to somebody to hire their own attorney to sue and invalidate that. I mean, that's supposed to go to the membership for a vote, and if it was ratified before the membership voted, then it should all be struck down. So... Well, I'm home here, Mike, so let me let you go. I will catch up with you later. That'll be RUZ935.
All right, we'll catch you later. I got to head off to my next assignment here. I'm almost there anyway, so we'll talk to you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
series WSMF-861 monitoring.
WRFK-859, we're monitoring.
Good afternoon. This is WSMF-861. Your transmission is
WRAS 504.
WSHR 566, I'm here.
WSIK 839 listening.
Nine, moderate.
WRWB 489 to the SHM 738. Thank you.
WSEU 202, good afternoon.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSB 2 996, you got a copy? WRWB 49.
I think you're a bit early.
I know I was calling for Polly, but evidently Polly must not have his radio on there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice one out here for sure. 68 degrees and maybe a little warmer. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, I'm just pulling up at home. So anyways, I figured I'd hear you in there and say, hey.
Yep, roger. Yeah, I just got a little time here in between and then have to head back in.
All right, we'll do it to it. Anyways, I'm going to take care of a few things I just pulled up here. So we'll see you at WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
We'll catch you later.
WSBT 754.
Come on there, Shelley. WRWB 49.
Yeah, the usual afternoon battle on the way home, man. How about you?
I got a little bit of time here. I'm gonna, we'll just utilize it and go in.
Yeah, roger. Yeah, we got good traffic out here. Hammer down, eastbound.
Oh, there you go.
You saw the sign today. They're going to start working on 13 mile in Gratiot area on the 1st, so looks like I'll be running gross back north to 16.
That's not.
Yeah, it does. Because everybody and their brother be going the same way, man. So, oh well. Every summer it's someplace, somewhere.
anywhere.
I could drop down to 12 and run that over to 94, but that's a bumpy road, man, real bumpy. And it could get pretty congested as well at that time.
I can believe it. But you don't want to tear up your front end.
Yeah, I'll probably just do the 16 mile. At least we're going in the right direction.
I hear you, man. It's warm out today, man. A warmer. It's a nice day out.
Yeah, I got my air conditioner on, actually. Started to get a little warm and a bit sticky. Knew that was coming.
I just had my windows down. My AC in this truck don't work. It's just a hole in the condenser or a, I don't know, or maybe it might be one of the Schrader valves. I don't know.
Yeah, I like to have my AC, man. It gets so hot in that shop. The last thing I want to do is ride down the highway in 80 degrees, humid, no thanks.
Yes, I hear you there, man. Well, your shop has no AC, huh?
Oh, heck no. No, man, come August, man, it's 100 degrees in that place. And my wife doesn't understand when I get home and I throw a fit because the air conditioner's not on. She doesn't like it. She works in AC all day at CVS or all night. She hates spending the money, you know, it's so much. And it's like, yeah, well, you don't work in a 100 degree shop in humidity all day either, man. I ain't coming home to no hot house.
Well, at least all the places I work at, there's AC, so I don't have to worry about that.
Well, they got plans to do something in there, but I'm sure it's not priority one, you know.
Grandfather, you know, he worked all them years at River Rouge. And there'd be times where they'd have to shut the plant down and send the workers home because it got over 125 degrees in it.
Yeah, that's hot. The hottest job I ever had was in Texas at a radiator place. Down in the overhaul room, we had a big rosebud torch, threw a flame about 3 foot long, wide, big wide flame, you know, trying to heat up the headers on like a bulldozer radiator core. It's already 105 outside, and then you're in there doing that. Yeah, it gets pretty hot, man. Easy 120 degrees, if not more, in that room. Hated that job.
I could only imagine, man, through that.
Us wearing a mask and goggles and gloves and apron because of all the acids and everything you're throwing out there, the flux. Man, it was brutal. You got that job over as quick as you could, man, because you didn't want to be in there as long as you had to be.
Said at those foundry jobs. Ooh, man.
Hello, this is Chris. Unfortunately, I'm not able to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I could only imagine, man. Or the heat treat places we send a lot of work to. I can't imagine being in that all day, man. No thanks. Like I said, it gets about 100 degrees, 105 tops in that building. and it gets pretty hot. And he's, you know, they want to keep all the doors closed because we're DOD and all these rules and blah blah. Oh, we're gonna get some big fans and stuff. It'll cool it right down. I said, no, it ain't. We got fans all over the place now, man. It don't make no difference.
Good afternoon, guys. This is WSHJ 270.
Good afternoon, 270 WSBT 754. Name's Charlie. Go ahead, Mike.
Name is Dan out here, just sitting here listening to you, Dan. I haven't had to work in 8 years now. I retired 8 years ago, and I can relate to everything you're saying there. Our shop wasn't air-conditioned either.
Yeah, I'm just glad I don't work in those types of conditions, man. Not for me. All right there, Charlie. I'm going to scoot out of here. I got to get into this, you know, workplace here, QTH, so I will catch you later. WRWB at 49 will be clear on your final.
Okay, Mike, have a good night, man. We'll catch you in the morning. Yeah, I wish I was retired. Won't be long, though. I got a couple years yet, and I'll be hanging up the boots as well.
Yeah, the only problem is them years go by so quick, I just can't believe it's been 8 years already.
WSIK 839, listening.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Don. Yeah, I'm going to be hitting the end of my rope here. I'm on 94 eastbound out here in St. Clair County. Once I hit this rest area, I'll be dropping out like flies. So I would say 7-3 and turn it over to Don. WSBT 754. Y'all have a good night.
I just want to let you guys know I was listening. That's all.
I myself know for a fact that I am receiving a repeater because I do see it as well to the sector, which may be more serious station. Please double check your antenna to WSMS-861.
WSBJ 347, Lyrena Channel.
WRVV 690.
Good evening, everybody. This is WSBT 257. I'm going to be mobile and monitoring.
This is WSMF 861. How happy? Can you hear me particularly?
I've got you a little quiet there, 821. This is WSBT 257.
Thank you so much for double checking, too. I guess I'll have to speak a little bit louder into my own radio. Thank you. WSMF 861.
WSIP 384, this is WSIP 257, you out there?
This is WSIP 284, go ahead 257.
Hey, you're a little weak, I'm not sure if it's Peter or me or what, but the last station was kind of weak too, but I was just going to ask, your mesh node still on back order, over?
Yeah, copy that. Mesh node is still on back order, and I'm on an HT in the center of my living room, so that should be it on my end, over.
Roger, roger. I was checking on the WIS block update as well for my node, and it should be available, I think they said, the end of this month, early next month. I think they're going to launch it for sale, so I'll have to pull mine down and see if I can get it upgraded on my router, over.
Copy that. That would be cool. I just switched to the Midland. This might sound a little bit different. I've heard word on mine that 5-watt unit, still no word on it. It keeps getting pushed back is the last I heard.
Roger, roger. Not sure if it's you or the repeater then, if you switch to the Midland. I'm getting a little bit of crackle and it's pretty quiet, but I'm getting the the and sure they're pretty loud, but just the your transmissions or any transmissions off the repeater that I'm getting are pretty quiet. I'm not sure what's up.
Heard a bit of a crackle on your transmit there, myself here in the receive, but I don't know, it's kind of cloudy out there. Everything is totally legible to me, though. I've got you basically loud and clear, other than that last one had a little bit of a crackle.
Roger, yeah, you're flying a lot loud enough to hear. It's just, like, significantly quieter than the repeater Roger beep, so... not sure what's up with that, but not a big deal. Just one, I can turn my volume up here. I'm only about halfway. Anyway, yeah, that's all I got for you. I'll let you go. Just wanted to see if you were, how that was going along. Over.
Copy that, man. All's well here. Just doing a transfer on my phone finally. That's about done. Good to hear from you, though. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
Roger. I'll talk to you on Thursday, if not sooner. This is 7, clear monitoring.
This is WSBW 410 monitoring.
WS. ME338, caller from Connor. You hear me out there?
You hear me?
We just made it to Huntington Bank, right across from the bowling alley. Can you hear me? Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. I lost you on the other one.
Yeah, no, I couldn't hear you on that one either. Yeah, we just touched down here. I can hear you loud and clear from this end.
Alright, that's real good. What are you going to do, head back?
I can keep going or whatever you want me to do.
Yeah, take a little ride for a few minutes and check again. Alright, this is WSME336. I'll wait for you to check in again.
I'm at 7-Eleven right next to CVS. We're right near the fire station. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is WSME336. I hear you really, really good. Sounds good.
You sound good on my end. It's a little crackly, but you're still sounding good. I can hear you loud and clear.
Good. What are you going to do?
I'm going to head back. I'm going to be back in about 15 minutes.
Good, that's a good test. It works really good. I'll see you when you get back. This is WSME336.
WSIP284, this is WSIP257. You still out there?
This is 284, go ahead, 257.
I just wanted to throw it out, if you do end up getting the 11 meter set up and throwing an antenna outside, I would strongly advise looking into a gas plug lightning arrestor, over.
After that, I will have to jot it down in some notes here. I'm not actively right now trying to pursue it directly, but it is on my list of things to potentially obtain.
Roger that. Yeah, I would, I'd run at least 10 foot down off of the antenna for your, essentially to help with the whole counterpoise situation. Somewhere, and then just before you bring it in the house, run into a, like at least a 4 foot ground rod. Use copper pipes you got laying around, hammer it in, and wire the gas plug up for that with a little ground wire over it.
Roger that on the copper and the grounds there. I do have some, so that'll work out great.
Roger. Roger, roger. I was just on the drive home here and it popped in my head. Thought I'd get it done. This is WSCP 257. I'm going to be clear my 9-year file.
Much appreciated, 257. This is WSIT 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WRVV690.
Hey, 284. So one other thing I just thought of. Toroid core for choking at the at or near the lining arrestor. I pick up a FT240-43. Should be fine for 11-meter choking alert.
Copy that. I'm writing it down here, actually.
Roger, roger. Yes, it's 6-7. Same things. That should get you fully set up. So, yeah.
6-7.
This is WCP-257. Clear and out.
Okay, so that's 2 then.
Thanks again, 257. This is WSIT 284.
You got an air code in your background. Okay, that's your radio.
Dustin, we're at the bank right near the party store. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, this is WSME 336. Coming back to you. Hear you loud and clear.
Sounds good. I can hear you clear from here. All right, be back home today. Be back home in about 5 minutes.
All right, good deal.
Yeah, work great.
WRWB, 49, and we're standing by.
is Chris. I am testing out a new antenna configuration for my radio. Please let me know if you can hear me. This is WSMF861.
Thank you.
WRBT 771. Anyone on the air?
This is WSHF 567 out of Warren. You're working.
Last station calling. You were coming a little scratchy. I don't know if you heard the other station talking to you. Oh, yeah. A little scratchy.
I'm one of them handhelds. Sorry about that. WSHF 567 clear.
567, you were more than fine. Coming through loud and clear.
I have a sweet spot in my bedroom. If I'm not in it, I won't get out good.
Yeah, you're coming through just fine.
WSIK 839, listen.